It's 7:08 on the dot, which means it's time for Hot Tubs of Sacramento's 2017 Spring Blowout Sale. HotTubsOfSacramento.com.
Want to get into
blowing?
I'm doing the guess where Nate stands thing. This is something that's generally in your wheelhouse. We'll get to in a little bit. Lance Stephenson and the Toronto Raptors got into it last night.
So great.
I think I know where we'll be on that, but still worth talking about. Also, Adrian Ross will join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue our conversation with he, former Cincinnati Bengal, former college football player, going at it with us on NCAA pay for play
and
with these players.
And he's soon to feel like that 13-year-old boy I beat at basketball.
Wow.
Today. I didn't realize that you guys were actually disagreeing all that much.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something. She gets flustered. I don't know. He pushes her buttons.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. He does push your buttons. Wait till 7:35. He pushes your buttons. It's great radio. It's fun to watch because I'm usually the one making you mad. He makes you mad.
No. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, what body of work are you basing this on?
on when he
one thing.
What was the blog?
I didn't even know he commented
right,
on it.
And then when I told you what he said, you had a reaction.
Then I said he was a moron. But that's normal, right? And I've known Adrian Ross for a long time. There's nothing there for us. We don't hate each other. We don't fight.
There was a little huffiness yesterday when he was talking to you on there.
Okay, I don't remember.
At one point, you're like, okay, you did that. Okay. Because he said something. Okay. And then you busted out with Adrian, let me finish.
You know what's really funny? I did.
Yes.
And he brought that up yesterday.
Yes.
And he was like, dang. Well, his buddy brought it up, actually. He's like, my favorite part is when you told him to shut up so you could finish what you were saying. But he goes, you know, I didn't realize, like, that you did all those things. Like, you were an academic All-American and all this stuff. And I was like, that's right. That's the first time being academically inclined.
Did he also tell you he didn't realize that you were so good-looking and
how pretty I was without makeup on?
Oh, my gosh. You're really funny, too.
Hey. Shocker.
Yeah.
So Adrian's going to come into this lovely environment at 7:30. All right. So the NFL was on Twitter yesterday. Matt, you just freaked me out. You just look like somebody pinched your butt. What happened in there?
I heard a weird noise. I didn't know what it was.
I got you. Okay. Whenever I see Matt's behind the glass, and whenever Matt has a weird reaction, it throws me off. Like, uh-oh, did somebody say something wrong? Was there something that happened?
We need to hit the dump button.
Matt just heard a weird noise. The NFL has partnered with Amazon now, as they did with Twitter last year. You remember the Thursday night games were broadcast in part on Twitter. Now it will be with Amazon. The difference is anybody who had a Twitter account could watch those games. And granted,
you can still
watch Thursday Night Football on the NFL Network. Don't get me wrong, but online.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, there's that. So now if you want to watch them online on Amazon, you've got to be a subscriber to Amazon Prime, which is, I think it's either $99 a year or $8.99 a month.
I thought it was like $5.99.
It is $99 a year.
Is it $99?
$99 a year or $11.99 a month. Yeah.
I thought it was $59 a year.
At once upon a time, I think it was.
Paying that much for Amazon Prime?
Probably are. I'll tell you what, it's the greatest purchase I've ever made in my life. Yeah, you get the 2-day shipping for free, all right, on all Prime eligibles.
But is it free if you're paying $99 a year?
Well, then on top of that, you're also getting the Amazon Music. You're getting the Amazon Netflix.
Do you use your Amazon Music?
I absolutely do. Got the app right here.
The Amazon Netflix?
The Amazon, you know, they've got the whatever, their streaming
service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to do this. So I've been goofing with this. I'm not going to say
you're never going to be able to do it.
What company I'm with, because A, I don't know if they're a sponsor, and B, I don't want to blow them up. But I'm with a very popular, very well-known cable/satellite TV provider. Have been forever. And my bill is generally over $200 a month.
Mm. Ugh.
And I have only the HBO channels, and I think I'm on like one of those, you know, 6 months for free deals even. And now, granted, I get NFL stuff. I get some packages. I have seven receivers in my house.
That's why your bill is
sure,
what it is.
No doubt. But I've really been toying with the idea of cutting the cord.
You'll never be able to do it.
Well, and help walk me through this. Why?
Because of all of the stuff that you use. Like, can you get me right? Tell me if I'm wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able on this Amazon
service? Just cutting the cord.
No. What about, like, ordering your UFC fights? How would that happen, Dave?
Ordering the UFC fights. you'd have to have just like a, I think you can order. Yeah, you can order the UFC fights. The UFC has a has their own little. It's I think $10 a month the UFC deal, and you pay the pay per view there. You can watch it on. You can watch it on a Chromecast. You can watch it on Amazon Fire Stick. And those don't have monthly fees. You just order off the menu. So you get the MLB package, the NFL package.
I seriously, because I'm with the same company as you.
Yeah.
There's no way I could ever do it because I have like League Pass for everything.
You can get League Pass.
For everything.
You can buy an Amazon. You can buy a Chromecast.
But I like that it's all in one place. I don't like to say, oh, I'm going to have to buy League Pass through the NFL, then the NBA. I don't know how it works. It's too complicated for me. I just want all of my crap in one place.
It is. It's on the Chromecast. You just go to the little thing that says NBA and you click it and there's your League Pass.
I'm too old school. I refuse to do it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. I mean, really, are people cutting cords out there? Does it work? And most importantly, how do you do
Well, you have to once they're born.
How do you do it for multiple TVs? That's my problem. We'll take a break. Come back. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1143 for Madness. Next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.
Guys, can the Kings do anything else to tank different than what they're already doing?
No, they can't. And that's why, even though I'm not a huge fan of them winning these games, that's just where I sit. I don't blame the players and I don't blame the coaches.
Can I ask you one question in that?
Sure.
Do you enjoy the product on the floor right now?
No.
Okay.
I don't, because it's meaningless to me. I don't care. And I know I'm being grumpy old man. The season's over to me. I don't care. I really don't. I care about the draft. I care about next year. I care about winning a freaking title and doing things the right way. And that's my opinion. I'm full of garbage. I get it. But I am really proud of the players and the coach and the coaching staff. That, dude, they have nothing to play for but pride. They sat freaking half the team. Dallas, their starting point guard played center for the Argentinian national team at one point, and they still went out there and did their thing. So all this tanking stuff that I talk about that I advocate for, I never will insult the coaches or players. I give them nothing but props.
I kind of look at it this way. I'm against the whole idea of tanking, so I'm happy this is happening because I'm happy for those guys. It's kind of like if someone said, hey, if you guys do a horrible job on your radio show for just 6 months so that next year we can draft like the best whatever, you know, like, of course, some of us would get fired probably. But like we wouldn't do like
if they say,
I couldn't live with myself every day by knowing that, oh, I just have to be bad for a while because it's going to be better later.
So you're
like,
saying,
I'm
you're
happy
saying,
that they're playing the way that they are. I don't care.
For 6 months, if we had to do a bad, or let me just say a worse radio show than we do right now. But if you do that for 6 months, you're going to get a 4-year deal at double your salary. And you just couldn't do that?
I wouldn't be able to live with myself every day.
I'll take this show into the ground.
But I couldn't do it on a basketball court.
No. That's what's different.
That's different levels of pride.
But that's the players. No, I'm not asking the players to tank.
They're not getting more money for being bad right now. They're the ones that have to go out there. And, you know, there's some guys right now that are playing for a contract and most likely will be with another team.
Sure.
It's awful when you're someone says, sorry, you're not playing tonight.
Yeah, well.
It's awful.
Oops.
Go
check
for it.
Still cash.
There is one way to do it. There's one way, and you take a page out of Spanish third division side Eldense. I don't know if you saw this. They lost 12-0 to Barcelona's B team, and then their coach and general manager were promptly arrested for match fixing.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Can you imagine that? Jaeger and Vlade next to each other in jail. Well, we tanked too hard.
I love you, Nate.
Is it fair that Tony Romo took Sims' spot?
Is it fair?
Sam's.
Is it fair? Of course it's fair.
Fair.
I mean, CBS can hire whoever the heck they want to hire. If Phil Sims is going to be, I mean, all of us are, anyone in this industry is susceptible to someone taking your job. Is it fair to Romo? I think is maybe more the question. I don't think it's fair to him. Yeah, he's signing a contract for a lot of money. He's immediately going in to the best spot he can possibly go into. I don't think he knows what he's getting into yet. So that's where I don't think it's fair to him. So what's your what's the question?
Is this a jacked up move by CBS to take their 20-year number one analyst?
So it's more like, is it fair to Sims?
That's what the question literally was.
It's not fair for an experienced employee to lose their job to someone with none experience, period. That's not fair. But number one, life isn't fair. We know that.
Sure.
Number two, working in media is definitely not fair.
No.
Especially when you are a woman or a former athlete, or in Katie's case, both.
Well, and in this case...
like, no, I mean, seriously, right. Your shelf life is limited. A lot of people hated Phil Simms, but I mean, honestly, like what'd the guy do that warranted him losing his job to someone that's never done it before? But hey, guess what, guys? That's what we do. That's what we
it
do
is.
Now. The most important positions in our country are occupied now by people with no experience. That's our thing.
There it was. Nate Goodyear, everybody.
None.
Nate Goodyear. Getting in that uppercut.
Do it on TV, too.
I mean, fair or schmear, whatever. It's a dog-eat-dog and all that jazz. I don't know, man. I know this. I know that first CBS matchup's going to have even higher ratings than it would anyways, because people want to see what Tony Romo is all about. Here's what's also interesting.
They also want to destroy him, I think, because they've made a, you know, his entire football career has basically been that.
Well, apparently part of the deal here is down the road, once he gets comfortable, Tony Romo's going to be on CBS's golf coverage.
No way.
Tony Romo's a scratch golfer. They're going to throw him in on CBS's golf coverage, which is very interesting. There's a distinct possibility down the road we see Tony Romo on the 16th at Augusta, working with that crew.
I can say this from experience. You can watch every single game that's ever broadcast, and you can sit there on your couch and listen to what the guys are doing and hear what, you know, the broadcast team does. And it's so easy to sit there and say, I would do it better, or I would do this differently. You have no idea what it's like until they put that camera in your in front of your face, give you the microphone, and then you're sat there to have a meaningful broadcast.
Yeah,
it is not easy.
Easy. Simple. 1 minute. You're working 3 minutes a show. It's not talking about me. Yeah, it's not thoracic surgery. Come on. No, I'm just riling you up.
What the hell?
Three for number three. It's easy.
That was like a low freaking blow.
So easy.
Toss out the third question. Just fight.
I know, right? It's going to happen.
Hey, speaking of the Masters, with the Masters coming up, if you could attend one championship, what would it be?
It'd either be the Masters or, you know what? I would go to the Champions League final, because I don't know if it would be easy to beat. The Super Bowl is just as big, but it's such a long, cumbersome, stupid event with all of the... I mean, you're talking like a four-hour commitment, maybe. If you're in the Champions League final, that is a global event for the biggest sport in the world that's going to take all of 2 hours of your time. Mm-hmm. Count me in.
I didn't specify it in the question, but I'm taking out like seventh game of the finals with the Kings or seventh game of the World Series with the Giants, all personal stuff aside, just looking at it on spec. I am going to go with the Masters. Masters is now number one on the bucket list. I did the Super Bowl thing, and it was a neat experience once. I don't ever want to do it again. With the Masters, what I think is so unique about that, I'm talking Masters Sunday, is that, for example, Champions League, Nate, what you say, that's a perfectly, perfectly good example. But you're in your seat watching the game. You're able to walk the stadium at the Masters. You're able to choose what part of the Masters you see, the smells, the sights, the sounds.
You know you want to go for the food.
And by the way, I was just going to finish there,
the
$2
food.
Club sandwiches, $4 beers, $1 candy, $1 sodas. Yeah, that's number one for me.
I can say that there's nothing better than, I think, taking in any outdoor sport. Like when you can be down on the grass and you can feel it and you can smell it. Like, that's a cool thing. But for me, you guys, it's the PBA finals.
The bowling?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Is that on TV?
Wow. Or unless you're talking about the Professional Bisquick Association, and then I'm in.
Never lived until you've seen Big Earn McCracken in person.
But the
tough thing for me about it is...
wow.
No, seriously, it's hard for me to choose. Like, the Masters is something I would love to see. But also, like, I'd love to... Like, the NBA Finals, that there are some things where it's a series, and that's tough to say. Like, would it be Game 7 of the NBA Finals? Like,
sure,
I don't know. I think I'm a little, like, numb to it because I cover it every single day.
Okay.
So it's not as exciting to me.
Okay.
But, you know, and then I want to say the Super Bowl, and I'm like, well, it's kind of a, you know...
Boring.
Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, S show all the time. And so... Yeah, I hate to say it because I don't want to agree with you because this is what the question was. I probably would say the Masters just for the experience.
Nothing wrong agreeing with me. That makes life so much better when you're right, Katie. We'll take a break.
Oh,
speaking of being right, Adrian Ross is going to join us next, explaining to Katie exactly why NCAA players should be paid. That's coming up next, and hopefully he'll tell her all the things he told me off the air yesterday about her that he doesn't like.
He didn't
like.
Say Uh-oh. Anything.
3 minutes away on the Drive Sports 1140 KCK.
So dumb.
Adrian Ross will join us in 5 minutes. We'll continue our conversation.
Is he on the tweeter?
Yes, he is. I think it's Mad Backer with two Ds. So we'll talk what we were talking about yesterday was paying NCAA players. Adrian called in, wanted to continue the conversation. We were out of time. We had Sean Salisbury coming on about paying players, how that would work. And by the way, Nate, you commented how I went at it, and I did all day with people on which it's one of my favorite things about
it.
It's one of my I really do enjoy social media for that interaction. And yeah, sometimes I get in the dumbest flame wars. I really do, like a 4-year-old kid. I can't resist. But in a lot of cases, too, it's nice to have that conversation with people and continue. I love the job. I love the if there's a good subject, I love continuing it. And nowhere else but social media can I talk about paying NCAA players, whether or not you should clean the dishes off before you put it in the dishwasher, and a good strategy when you have kids in the house on keeping the house clean. That all happened yesterday on social media between Facebook and Twitter. And Adrian Ross jumped in at one point and on the Twitter and was going at it too. So we'll talk to him shortly. I want to just real quick with the news that Amazon is partnering with the NFL to broadcast the Thursday night games. There's a whole world out there, and I consider myself pretty technologically savvy for the average bear. I'm not programming any code or anything, but I get it. But the world of cord cutting is a very, very dangerous road for me. I watch a lot of sports. I watch it all over my house, and I still feel like we're in the infancy of this, in a sense, or maybe the toddlerancy of this, where
infancy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been around for a bit, but now you've got Netflix and Hulu. You have YouTube just stepped in, Amazon. You have PlayStation View.
PlayStation View is huge.
It is, and I have a PlayStation. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like it's one of those things where if I cut the cord, what I don't want to be is have friends over to watch XYZ PDQ, or, oh, my God, there's a show on I have to see. And, oh, I can't get it anywhere. Now, guys, and I appreciate it on the text line. Like, I know about the Amazon Fire Stick. I know about Kodi. I know about the legal and illegal ways to get programming. What worries me, though, is multiple televisions, multiple TVs. How do you do that? Like PlayStation View, can you do that on 7 TVs if you can, or 5 TVs? Do you need to have a PlayStation for each one? Their DVR capabilities. I mean, do you DVR or do you even care because everything's on demand? You can go back and watch the replay of the NFL game or Saturday Night Live or The Blacklist.
Yeah, but then what happens when your internet goes down for a little while?
You're screwed.
Yeah.
You're screwed. If your internet goes down, obviously you're screwed. But I don't know that that's worth 200 plus bucks a month to me in exchange for completely cutting the cord and just, oh, I want the NFL package. There I go. It's one time. I'll take the NBA package.
I mean, it's like anything. You got to make concessions. Because first off, like, you're going to know what channels you need. PlayStation View is my probably biggest thing. It's like, what, 20 bucks a month or something?
I think
like
so.
That. Matt knows.
Matt,
I mean, it's
you
nothing.
Have PlayStation View?
I mean, yeah, it's what is it, like 20 bucks, 18 bucks a month or something like that?
Yeah, I have it's like a 40 bucks per month package. It's like 180 channels and then all of the Fox soccer channels.
So you can upgrade. That's what I, for my 20 bucks a month, I basically get the soccer channels. That's what I bought it for. And I get a whole bunch of other stuff in relation to that. Basically, a lot of the basic cable or satellite package subscription type
on
of
one
stuff.
Television though
it is on one television. I can use like 5 devices, so I've got apps for my tablet and for my phone, and I would assume that if you have a smart TV there's probably an app you can get for it too, but I use my PlayStation on my smart TV, so I don't.
Any idea if so it's actually an app in itself, so you don't have to, you have a PlayStation, but I could have like my Chromecast and there's like a PS View
I don't know
app?
That for sure, but I would assume
I don't think they have it for Chromecast. However, you can with a browser pull it up, and then there's this thing like PlayStation TV or something like that. It's basically PlayStation's equivalent of the Chromecast. It's like 20 bucks, and every device you plug it into will project. So if you have a TV upstairs, you could plug the PS TV or whatever into your TV upstairs, turn on your PlayStation downstairs, it'll project the image upstairs, or you can transfer the image upstairs.
I am so a creature of habit. Like, I know how it works right now with the service provider that I have. You know, I've been with them for probably 12 or 14 years. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just a creature of habit. I'm not even interested.
Well, it also becomes something that's born out of necessity, so to speak. And I don't mean actual necessity, but the soccer thing, for example, I'm looking for one specific team, and
right.
rarely are they on FS1.
Right.
Sometimes they are, but I know that they're regularly on something that I would have to add, who knows, $60 a month to my, you know, to my
yeah.
normal television package for, to get 25 other channels just to get that one.
Right.
So
that's what I don't like, is that, oh, I can go down to this tier, and I don't want any of these other channels, but then I lose the one channel I want.
Yeah.
So I'm screwed. I have to buy all these dumbass channels.
And so it's mostly you find out that you can do something like that, and then you just figure it out.
It's scary, man. It's scary because you get rid of all that. And Katie, I'm with you. I am a creature of habit. I like just being able to turn on my TV and, hey, here's one remote, and I know where all the channels are. I know that CNN is channel 202. I know that TNT and TBS are 245 to 247. I know Golf Channel is whatever, 218, 29. I know where everything is. Mm-hmm. And I have my DVR. And I know I can set up stuff. I just hit the record button twice, and hey, all my shows are going to be recorded.
Yeah.
You cut the cord, and I feel like a damn programmer in the 70s, where I'm like, okay, you hit this, and then
of
you
course,
find that stream.
And like, if you're going to, that's what you're paying all that extra money for.
I know.
Is all that convenience.
But then
you have to lose something if you're taking a zero off your bill, right?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because that's the thing is there's no actual DVR capabilities on PlayStation View, for example, but there are a lot of the shows. What's it? They're not necessarily pre-recorded, but they're on demand.
Can't you store them in the
basically.
Cloud on the View or something like that?
You can go back and watch. So if a show aired at 2 o'clock and it's now 6 o'clock, you can actually go back and then take the
demand.
Show from 2 o'clock. It's typically for the entire day. So
oh.
if I missed Around the Horn at 2:30 and it's 5, I can go back and watch it.
Right.
I haven't had TV
Do
in my house.
Do they have Over the Horn too?
Yes.
Ignoring you. I haven't had TV in my house for like 2.5 years. So and it's fine.
Well, and what do you pay a month?
PlayStation View plus Netflix plus Hulu is like $60 a month.
Okay. I mean.
But that's with all the sports packages
sure.
you could possibly have.
Well, I'll tell you this much. You know who's not doing this are NCAA players. They don't have $60 a month. Roy Williams is taking all their money. Joining us right now, he played college football. He played pro football. He's a darned good charitable guy with several different things that he does around this community to help people out that need it. And, he joins us right now. It's Adrian Ross, who joined us yesterday, but now we get him for an extended
period. Charity right now, too, just coming on our show.
What charity what? Like, what's up, buddy?
Drive-through. How you guys doing?
Hey.
You know, we just want to pick up where we left off, buddy. And I was telling them, Nate had said earlier that he logged on to Twitter at some point and saw me going out with about 50 people and about this NCAA Pay the Kids thing. And I mentioned that, hey, you know, Ross got into it, too, at one point. You were joining into the fray, and you were letting people know exactly how you felt. And here we are, where we were saying yesterday, Adrian, that I don't know what the exact solution is, and there's certainly flaws. But I'll start you with this. The one thing I had a problem with is when people say, for example, giving an 18-year-old kid all that money, that's certainly an issue. That could lead
to... like they're going to make... thousands of dollars.
And maybe they would, and maybe it's an issue. But I find it a little hypocritical that, and God bless our military, but you can be 18 years old, carry a gun in a foreign land, but God forbid we give you $2,000 a month as a stipend because you're going to be irresponsible. Let's figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, just that narrative right there is just horrible because, you know, there's a lot of other young people, might not necessarily be 18, but okay, they're 19, 20. And you have Zuckerberg and all these other guys.
Yeah, trust fund babies.
Yeah, that have done things. And then I think that the assumption to a lot of people is if people are going to be, athletes are going to be paid, college athletes, that it's equivalent to the NFL. And that's just not the case. You know, like it's not like they're just going to be these multimillionaires in college or anything. But I think for me, it's like the education on what everything is. And so let's first just start with what is a college student? You know, so all these other students that aren't on scholarship, like what is a scholarship? the athletic department pays the scholarship. So the athletic department takes the pool of money and puts it to another wherever, like schools, admissions, or whatever. So these athletes or some other scholarship people, like I received a scholarship for school. I didn't receive an athletic scholarship. I got an academic scholarship. So the school starts off and says, hey, for the rest of you guys that we don't give a scholarship to, you have to come here and get some value. Pay to come to our school so we can teach you some things so you could have some value and go out there and do the career that you want to do. The scholarship people, they're already saying, you guys have some value right now that we're going to pay for you to come here. So when it comes to athletics, they're actually suppressing what they're charging everybody else to go to school for is to get value. So when you get to the school, all of a sudden it turns into you can't use the value that they got you there for and to use it at the school.
So really, Adrian, it's kind of like limiting their value. So your argument is saying, okay, so we're giving you money to play a sport and go to school, and that's your only value. You can't make anything more than that because we've set that value and that's what it is, and we have the final say.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, you know, whereas all the other students get to be a student and they can go off and do whatever else they want to do. It's like how you said, you know, there's a lot of restrictions. So they're not even, you know, so you can go to a class for an hour, you can go to a lab for 3 hours, and you get something called credits for it. And then you add up the credits, and then you're going to get a degree. Well, for the athletes, all the film and all the court and all the field sessions, they're not getting anything for. So on one end, it's like they're not calling it work. They're almost calling it class, but yet you're not receiving anything for it. You're not even getting a certificate. But then at the same time, if you want to leave school and go somewhere else, oh, nope, you can't transfer over there. Wait a minute. How do you have restrictions on where I can go and where I can't go? As if it's like a job, but yet you're not paying me like a job.
So I think we're all in agreement in the sense that we think that college athletes should be paid. I think the real question and where it comes from, Adrian, is how. What is the solution? Well, and who should be making what?
I don't feel that most people say yes first. I think first you have to say yes. Because to me, it's very easy to figure out how to pay people after you say yes. But I believe we have to get rid of the word amateurism. What is amateurism? How do they get to make up a label and then everybody abide by it when it's a fake entity? Just like calling someone a black person. Now that's what we all do here. That's a fake label made up. You can't go read in the history and then see where black people are. That's black is made up. The same thing with like the amateur label. It's the same thing. Like,
well, technically, you could remove the amateur label just by saying, well, hey, you're getting paid to go to school and play a sport. No. Your scholarship is your payment. So why are you considered an amateur?
No, because what makes you a pro is a professional team hired you. So it's who you're getting paid from. And they're acting as if you just receiving any payment means you're pro. So why aren't players? I worked at Bradshaw Veterinary Clinic when I was at Elk Grove High School. So wasn't I an amateur? Why wasn't that illegal? Why all of a sudden when athletes get to college, is it illegal?
That's a good point.
For them to work.
I mean, that's a good point. And they're adults. I mean, we keep talking about, and I think part of the problem, Adrian, is, well, you know, come on, these are kids playing a game. Let them be kids. They're kids. They're kids. Well, no, in almost every single case, they're actually adults who can vote, who can, as we said, fight the military, who can have kids, who can buy a house. They're adults who happen to still be in school. And just like you said, you can be in high school and go work at the damn Baskin Robbins, and that's not going to mess with your status.
You know what it is, Dave? They're not old enough to buy a pack of cigarettes yet, though.
So they are 18 years old.
No, 18. It's 21 now.
What? Is it really?
It's 21 now. So that's why they're an amateur, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, Adrian. I find that, and we mentioned this yesterday, I find that 90% of the people I've dealt with, at least over the years, arguing this, it's just that they stick to this philosophy that is so seemingly misguided. We can't pay them. You can't. They're getting paid in tuition. Well, okay, they're getting paid in tuition. That's great. But you're not saying, why don't they pay the
academic
scholarship guys?
But they're also being exploited. They're also like, I'm sorry, you've got, you know, students that are on academic scholarship, and yeah, they're getting paid to go and go to school there, right?
Yes.
But they're also not saying, we're going to take your test and we're going to make money off of that essay that you wrote.
Nobody is packing a classroom with 70,000 people wearing Philip McGibbelholter shirts, watching him take a damn chemistry final. You know, somebody said yesterday to Ross and myself on Twitter, they said, well, what about the drama students? Why don't you pay them? Well, yeah, if you've got 70,000 to watch HMS Pinafore in Rafe Rackstraw jerseys, that they're buying, go for it. Pay them. But in this case, Adrian, there are certainly negatives. I think we can all agree. There are negatives and pratfalls to paying these athletes. It's not a simple equation. I think the bulk of the problem is that there are billions of dollars being made every year based on watching these students perform, and they are getting none of the cash. That's wrong.
None of the cash. It's wrong. I mean, and it's like, so I have two things for that take that you said that most people come with. Is it's not the school that should be paying, it's the third party. It's the third party that the athletes are performing on.
Yeah, you know, you're saying it's like the networks and the television, yeah, or the TV deals.
CBS, right. You know, so when you're on those networks, that's the third party. Like, okay, so I was a walk-on. So everyone wants to talk about the scholarship people. So, okay, so I'm just going to be real with it. As soon as I came in, I was a walk-on, so they had their scholarship guys. But when I arrived, basically I was the best player in that class without a scholarship. And I knew it at that time. So I really understood my value more than scholarship guys did. Because when practice ended, they got to go eat, and I had to go to the dorms. I wasn't on scholarship. So that fueled my fire, and I knew that I had to do and tell the coaches that I want to be on scholarship and that they were going to put me on or I was going to leave. And so I used the leverage against them. They were trying to say, oh, hey, we're going to put you on scholarship. But I'm like, I'm not dumb. Y'all were traveling me my walk-on year. And while the scholarship guys you guys brought in here were sitting at home. So...
You know, it's kind of funny, Adrian, too, because we got into this a little bit yesterday and we talked about it. Just, you don't know. I think people are a little unclear on what the life of a student athlete is at the college level when you're playing a sport and you're traveling all the time. Like, it's playing that sport, which is how you get your degree and how you earn that scholarship and your education being paid for. It also works against you. Because you're at a disadvantage already because of the amount of time that you spend away from the classroom to play your sport, which pays for your scholarship. You know, there's a lot of things. So it's, if you're going to put these student athletes through this, and really for me, I don't care. Like, there's just stuff you got to do in life. It's just difficult. Being an adult is hard. They may as well learn it at the college level, right? That's how you kind of become an adult. But I think it all comes down to me with Dave's point. You've got jersey sales and that type of thing is what puts me over the top, because it didn't. I'm sure it wasn't this way 50 years ago. They weren't making millions of dollars off of athletes.
Well, it's not just jerseys. It was the video game situation,
yes,
the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit, and the merchandise and the memorabilia. And Adrian, we're running out of time, but let me ask you this finally. People are so worried about the equality as well. Somebody texting in. Well, do you pay the backup kicker as much as the star quarterback? Adrian, isn't it as simple? And Nate was really good yesterday about bringing up this point. You don't necessarily need to change anything on the institutional level, but why not have each of the conferences take the money, for example, in football, from the TV package that they sign with ESPN or whomever it may be? You divide that up in a 51-49, whatever the hell it is, split, just like they do with money in the NBA. And then I don't think you can pay the star quarterback more than the backup kicker. But what you do is you take that money, you divide it by the 30, 40, 50 guys on the roster, and there you go. No one's getting rich, but you're getting a piece of the pie.
I like that one. I think what I'd add to that is they already have classes. Let's use the labels that they're using. Let's use freshmen, get a certain amount. Sophomores, get a certain amount. A red shirt, there's already classes. There's already labels, and you could go up. And so if you're a senior or a redshirt senior or something, then you'll be able to get the highest pay rate.
And real quick, both you guys, seniority, since you both played actual, you know, college sports, isn't a scholarship a year-to-year thing?
It is.
And it can be pulled?
It can be pulled. At least when I was playing,
sure,
there was no guarantee when you committed to a college, there's no guarantee that they had to commit to you for 4 years or for
right,
the length of your scholarship.
We got to go. Adrian,
Thanks,
I'm going to blow you up here because you said yesterday on the phone that you wanted to go out and play golf with the three of us. So, Katie,
uh-oh,
you got to get off your ass and get into the lessons with me so we can actually, you guys can fight on the golf course.
Well, that I can do.
She has some sharp elbows.
Man. I do, man. I do.
Yeah. You know?
And people learn about it one at a time when I take him to the ER for stitches. So true. I'm not joking.
My man, thank you for joining us. We'll have you on again soon. And I know you have all kinds of stuff coming up throughout the summer. We'll get you on to talk about that as well. Always a pleasure talking to you, though.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care. Adrian Ross, the Mad Backer, joining us. It's convoluted. It is convoluted. I say we solve it right here on the show, though.
There's smarter people than us in the world, so I have faith that somebody can solve it.
Agree with you 100%. All right, the Kings beat the Mavs, the position they're in right now. Tony Romo is going to CBS. The NHL players are saying, screw you, Gary Bettman. We got a ton of stuff to get to in this next segment. Don't go away. Full 20-plus minutes of you and your phone calls on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.